Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Milt Bolling. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. White drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Smith out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Doby reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bolling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bolling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolling hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garcia moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White scoops up the ball and tags Avila for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake strikes out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Glenn reaches third base with a triple. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen strikes out. 1 out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Glynn hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. 1 out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Aganez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Lepsio, who tags Doby, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganez hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Nixon moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nixon tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Pope pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Hal Narragon now catching. Dave Philly now playing right field. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-3 in the game. Hatton bunts towards the mound. Narlski fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Narlski. Lepsio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Consolo pinch hits for Willard Nixon. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo bunts towards the mound. Narlski catches it and throws to second to double up Lepsio. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-4 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for George Strickland. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Sam Dente pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Don Mossy now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-5 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops it up and throws to first, with Kinder covering, for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder strikes out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. White reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy spins, and has White trapped. He throws to Rosen, who tags White for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Naragon and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganez hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Naragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naragon is 0-for-1 in the game. Naragon takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-6 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-4 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinder bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hatton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Goodman pinch runs for Ellis Kinder. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Bowling bunts towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to third for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Mossy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Sid Hudson now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-6 in the game, with a triple. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aganez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-1 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudson covering, for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepcio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Narragón takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepcio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepcio is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepcio takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry pinch runs for Ted Lepcio. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhardt pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt strikes out. Two outs. Carl Olson pinch hits for Milt Bowling. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out.